AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A breakdown at a substation is blamed for the massive power outage that hit much of downtown San Francisco. Pacific Gas and Electric Vice President Barry Anderson.
We had an equipment failure, a catastrophic failure of one of our circuit breakers. When the circuit breaker failed, it created a fire around the breaker. The insulation around the breaker burned.
Fire and rescue crews had to free people trapped in some 20 elevators in a number of buildings. Nearly 90,000 customers were without electricity for much of the day. Only a handful remain without power at this time. President Trump says he will roll out a massive tax cut plan next week. Here's a story from Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As part of a tax reform package, the president tells the AP individuals and businesses will get cuts he says will be bigger, I believe, than any tax cut ever. He did not give details, but hours later at the Treasury Department said the package will be unveiled soon.
We'll be having a big announcement on Wednesday having to do with tax reform.
At Treasury, the president was signing plans to look at and possibly take apart some Obama administration tax and financial regulations, including simplifying a tax code he says is simply mystifying for many Americans.
People can't do their returns. They have no idea what they're doing. They're too complicated.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Guards at New York City's Rikers Island are suing, saying recent changes at the jails have empowered violent inmates and endangered corrections officers. The lawsuit filed in Manhattan federal court alleges jail violence has increased 18%. Corrections Officers Union says policies put in place since 2015 and the use of force settlement have put an emphasis on inmate well-being. This is AP Radio News. Corey Ali Muhammad was vocal during his first appearance in court today in Fresno, California.
Let black people go with preparation. You feel he's unable to understand the proceedings or assist counsel in his defense. All for today. Thank you. Let black people go with reparation.
That day from KMPH-TV, Muhammad also yelled that natural disasters will increasingly hit this country. He stands accused of killing four people, three earlier this week, another last Thursday. The judge canceled the hearing and ordered a mental evaluation for Muhammad. A jury in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is recommending 16 years in prison for Shaina Sims after finding her guilty of burglary and four other charges after she disfigured the corpse of her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. When Tabitha Lynch died of natural causes in April of 2015, Sims reportedly claimed she was a makeup artist and wanted to help repair her body. Instead, police say she cut off body parts and stole the shoes and slashed Lynch's face. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.